Welcome, brave soul, to a month of chills and ghostly thrills. You've tuned in to The Medium Matters, where we're celebrating the haunting season with a spine-tingling series that will leave you breathless. As the leaves turn crimson and the nights grow longer, we invite you to join us for a haunting journey through the supernatural. Get ready to explore the dark corners of history, meet restless spirits, and discover the secrets that lurk within the walls of some of the most haunted places. So say your prayers, dim the lights, and settle in for our Halloween frights. Oh, and don't forget to check under your bed. You never know who or what is lurking.
Happiest day, beautiful soul. Welcome back to The Medium Matters, the podcast where we're all many mystics learning about the paranormal, the supernatural, and all the things together. And everyone is living their very best, ultra-creepy life. I'm your host, Chantel, and today we're diving into the dark histories and bone-chilling encounters at five of the nation's most notorious paranormal hotspots. From the blood-soaked walls at the Villisca Axe Murder House to the ghostly passengers of the Queen Mary, we'll explore the eerie corridors where the past refuses to stay buried. So lock your doors, turn out the lights, and let's prepare ourselves for a night of haunting tales and spectral secrets, shall we? Our first stop takes us to the quiet town of Villisca, Iowa, where a century-old mystery still haunts the community. On June 10th, 1912, the Moore family and two young guests settled in for what they thought would be a peaceful night's sleep. Little did they know, it would be their last. In the early hours of June 11th, an unknown intruder crept through the unlocked door of the Moore residence. Armed with an axe found on the property, the killer methodically made their way through the house, claiming eight innocent lives in a brutal massacre that shocked the nation. The victims included Josiah and Sarah Moore, their four children, Herman, Catherine, Boyd, and Paul, and two young friends, Ina and Lena Stillinger. The crime scene was gruesome, with each victim bludgeoned beyond recognition. What makes this case even more chilling are the eerie details left behind by the killer. All the mirrors in the house were covered with cloth, and a piece of bacon was found near the murder weapon. The killer had even washed their hands in a bowl of water before leaving the scene. Despite extensive investigations and several suspects, including a traveling minister named Reverend George Kelly, the Villisca Axe murders remain unsolved to this day. But the story doesn't end there. The Villisca Axe Murder House has become a hotbed of paranormal activity, drawing ghost hunters and thrill seekers from all around the world. Visitors report a wide range of unexplained phenomena. Disembodied voices, particularly those of children, echo through the halls. Objects move on their own, and some guests claim to have been touched or scratched by unseen forces. One of the most common experiences is the sound of children playing or crying, often heard coming from the upstairs bedrooms where the young children met their tragic end. Some visitors have even reported seeing full-bodied apparitions of the Moore children. The attic, where many believe the killer hid before the murders, is said to be particularly active. Investigators have captured EVPs and experienced sudden temperature drops in this very area. Today, the Villisca Axe Murder House stands as a somber reminder of that fateful night in 1912. It operates as a museum by day and a paranormal investigation site by night, allowing brave souls to spend the night in its haunted rooms. The Villisca Axe Murder House serves as a chilling reminder that the echoes of the past often linger long after the living have gone, its walls forever holding the secrets of that tragic June night. Our next location takes us from the heartland of America to the coast of California, where the majestic Queen Mary rests in Long Beach Harbor. This grand ocean liner, once the pride of the Cunard Line, now serves as a floating hotel and museum, and according to many, one of the most haunted places in America. Launched in 1936, the Queen Mary had an illustrious career as both a luxury liner and a troop transport during World War II. But beneath its elegant exterior lies a dark history of tragic deaths and unexplained phenomena. One of the most famous ghostly residents is said to be a young sailor who died in a horrific accident in the engine room. Visitors and staff alike have reported seeing his spirit near the boiler room, still loyally attending to his duties in the afterlife. The first-class swimming pool, now empty, is another hotspot for paranormal activity. Guests have reported hearing the splashing of phantom swimmers and the laughter of children, even though the pool has been dry for decades. Some have even claimed to see wet footprints leading away from the pool area. Perhaps the most chilling area of the ship is cabin B340. This stateroom was sealed off for years due to its extreme paranormal activity. Guests reported blankets being ripped off in the night, faucets turning on by themselves, and an overwhelming sense of a malevolent presence. The Queen Mary's most famous apparition is the Lady in White, often seen dancing in the ship's former first class lounge. Some believe she's the ghost of a passenger who died aboard the ship, eternally reliving her last happy moments. During World War II, when the ship was known as the Grey Ghost, it was involved in a very tragic accident. While evading a German U-boat, it collided with its escort ship, the HMS Curaçao, cutting it in half and resulting in the deaths of 239 men. Some say the screams of those doomed sailors can still be heard on quiet nights. Today, the Queen Mary offers ghost tours and paranormal investigations, allowing visitors to explore its haunted corridors and perhaps encounter one of its spectral residents. As we leave this floating city of ghosts, remember that on the Queen Mary, every creak and groan could be more than just the scuttling of an old ship. It could be the whisper of history reaching out from beyond the grave. Our journey takes us to the oldest city in America, St. Augustine, Florida, where the St. Augustine Lighthouse stands as a beacon of both maritime history and paranormal activity. Built in 1874, this black and white striped sentinel has guided ships safely to shore for nearly 150 years. But it's not just sailors who have found their way to the lighthouse. It seems that some spirits have made it their eternal home as well. The most famous ghostly residents are the Pitty sisters, Eliza and Mary, who tragically drowned during the lighthouse's construction. The story goes that the girls were playing in a cart used to transport materials when it broke free and plunged into the water. Visitors often report hearing children's laughter and seeing a small figure in a blue dress, believed to be Eliza, running up and down the tower stairs. But the Pitty girls aren't the only spirits said to haunt the lighthouse. The ghost of Peter Rasmussen, one of the early lighthouse keepers, is often smelled before he's seen. The scent of his favorite cigars wafts through the air, signaling his presence. Another frequently encountered spirit is that of a former lighthouse keeper who fell to his death while painting the tower. Staff and visitors have reported seeing his apparition climbing the stairs or standing at the top of the tower, perhaps still keeping watch over the sea. The lighthouse keeper's house, now a museum, is also a hotbed of paranormal activity. Staff have reported objects moving on their own, doors slamming shut, and the eerie feeling of being watched when no one else is around. One of the most chilling experiences reported by visitors is the sensation of being pushed while climbing the lighthouse stairs. Some believe this is the spirit of a man who died during the lighthouse's construction, forever reliving his fatal fall. The St. Augustine Lighthouse has been featured on numerous paranormal investigation shows, and it offers its own Dark of the Moon tours for those brave enough to explore its haunted history. As we leave this historic beacon, remember that sometimes those who watch over us in life continue their vigil long after death. Our next stop takes us to Fall River, Massachusetts, to a seemingly ordinary Victorian home that was the site of one of America's most infamous unsolved murders. Welcome to the Lizzie Borden House. On August 4th, 1892, Andrew and Abby Borden were brutally murdered in their home. Andrew's daughter Lizzie was accused of the crime, but was ultimately acquitted. The case captivated the nation and spawned the macabre nursery rhyme, "Lizzie Borden took an axe, gave her mother 40 whacks, when she saw what she had done, gave her father 41. Today, the house operates as a bed and breakfast, allowing guests to sleep in the very rooms where the murders took place. But be warned, you might not be sleeping alone. Many visitors report intense feelings of unease and being watched, particularly in the room where Abby Borden was killed. Some have even claimed to see the indentation of a body appear on the bed. In the parlor where Andrew Borden met his grisly end, guests have reported sudden cold spots and the feeling of an unseen presence. Some have even claimed to see a man in Victorian-era clothing sitting in a chair, only to vanish when approached. Lizzie's room is another hotspot for paranormal activity. Visitors have reported hearing footsteps pacing back and forth, as if Lizzie herself is still haunting the scene of a crime. The maid's room, occupied by Bridget Sullivan at the time of the murders, is said to be haunted by Bridget's spirit. Guests have reported feeling as if they're being tucked into bed at night. Perhaps the most chilling experiences occur in the basement. This is where the murder weapon was supposedly hidden, and visitors often report feeling an oppressive dark energy in this very area. Staff and guests alike have reported doors opening and closing on their own, objects moving, and even full-bodied apparitions. Some have claimed to hear the sound of arguing and screams in the middle of the night, as if the tragic events of August 4th, 1892 are playing out over and over again. The Lizzie Borden House offers both day tours and overnight stays for those brave enough to spend a night in this house of horrors. As we leave Fall River, remember that sometimes the most ordinary looking houses can hide the darkest secrets. Our final destination brings us to Charleston, South Carolina, home to the historic Dock Street Theater. While it may seem like just another beautiful example of Charleston's rich architectural heritage, this theater harbors some dark secrets and restless spirits. The current Dock Street Theater, built in 1809 as the Planters Hotel, stands on the site of America's first purpose-built theater, which opened its doors in 1736. But it's not just the ghosts of performances past that linger here. Several spirits are said to call this theater their home. One of the most frequently encountered spirits is Nettie Dickerson, a prostitute who worked in the area in the 1800s. Legend has it that Nettie was struck by lightning while standing on the balcony of the Planters Hotel. Her ghost, clad in a vibrant red dress, is often seen wandering the theater's second floor. Another prominent ghost is that of Junius Brutus Booth, a famous 19th century actor and father of John Wilkes Booth. Junius was known for his erratic behavior and heavy drinking, and his spirit is said to still frequent his favorite haunt. Staff and visitors have reported seeing a man in period clothing pacing the backstage areas, muttering lines to himself. The theater's backstage area is particularly active. Actors and crew members have reported feeling unseen hands touching them, hearing disembodied voices, and seeing props and costumes move on their own. Some have even claimed to see full-bodied apparitions walking through walls where doors used to be in the old hotel. One of the most chilling experiences reported is the sound of a woman screaming, believed to be connected to a tragic event from the building's days as a hotel. Some even speculate it could be Nettie reliving her final moments. The balcony area, where Nettie supposedly met her end, is another paranormal hotspot. Visitors have reported sudden cold spots, the feeling of being watched, and even the sensation of being pushed by unseen hands. During renovations in the 1930s, workers discovered a hidden room containing human remains. Some believe this grisly find stirred up the paranormal activity now in this theater. Today, the Dock Street Theater continues to operate as a working theater with the added attraction of its ghostly residents. While it doesn't offer official ghost tours, many local paranormal groups include it in the Charleston Haunted History Walks. As we conclude our tour of these five haunted locations, remember that the line between the world of the living and the realm of the dead is often thinner than we think. In places like the Dock Street Theater, the past is always present, and the show, it seems, really does go on forever. And there you have it, my friend. A journey through five of America's most haunted locations. From the tragic Villisca Axe Murder House, to the Grand Queen Mary, the historic St. Augustine Lighthouse, the infamous Lizzie Borden House, and the culturally rich Dock Street Theater, we have explored a diverse range of paranormal hotspots. Whether you're a believer in the supernatural or a skeptic, these locations offer a fascinating glimpse into our nation's history and the enduring power of storytelling. They remind us that sometimes the most interesting stories are the ones that can't be fully explained. If you enjoyed this episode, and I really hope that you did, please follow for more and share it with the ones you like and love, because sharing is caring. We made it to Halloween week, and I could not possibly be more excited. Make sure you come back on Wednesday and Thursday this week, because we are bringing all the tricks and treats, and you don't want to miss out. Until next time, this is Chantel with The Media Matters, reminding you to sleep with one eye open. You never know who or what is watching. Sweet dreams!